Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope, there we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
B-Pod Studios.
Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo. Cash rules everything around me. Green, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, yo.
This is Over Under 98.5 with Joe Murray and Dan Lifshitz. Here are the bankrolls. Who you got?
It is Over Under 985, the podcast, and we are back. We're back. We're back. His name is Dan Lifshitz. He's back. He's back. How you doing, Dan?
I'm okay. This has not been my strongest betting week, and so I'm a little frustrated. But, I mean, this is kind of like, this is part of it, you know? Ups and downs, whatever. So, I'm frustrated, but you know, it's okay.
Yeah, is it like 2-9 bad?
No. It's like 5-7 bad, or like, you know, I actually don't even know. I think I'm like 5-9 this week, something like that. I think I'm 5-9.
You hit Bryant yesterday though.
Yeah, I hit Bryant, but I lost my two other fucking plays, and of course the other two plays I played actually won. So I actually didn't have a bad day yesterday, but everything else has been, you know, garbage. But of course, the plays I fucking gave out lost. So whatever. It's just one of those weeks you can't win. So I'm just gonna take it in stride. You know, it is what it is.
All right. Well, I think we did okay last Saturday. I know I hit UCLA. I'm trying to think of what else. What did we go? I know you had Michigan State, which I'm out on the list.
Yeah, they're done. I'm done with them. I can't back them right now. I don't know. I think I went 3-1 on Saturday.
I think we did all right. I hit the hockey game off the bat.
Yeah, I think I can take a look back. You hit the under in the Bruins game, so that was a nice start. I think you had a couple college hits, if I remember correctly. I'll have to go back and actually take a look at the everything we did. But I mean, we had a good Saturday. Like, it wasn't bad. I hit Elon and Rice.
That's right.
You hit UCLA that night. And you had the under in the hockey game.
I think I lost an XFL game.
And you lost, yeah, you lost the XFL. So I think you went 2-1, and I went 3-1. I think that was it. So, not. I mean, dude, I'll take 5-2 every day.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Well, Dan, we got top 25 college basketball and college basketball this week. There's more XFL games. I haven't seen any totals, but damn, those unders suck right now.
Yeah, I mean, I will say we were wrong about
the Vangel. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's this week. The Vince Angle.
I mean, I don't know. I'll give you the totals if you want them.
No,
they're low.
Okay, and we'll get into those. And then the NBA All-Star game, just while we're on it, I like the format. Betting-wise, it was probably just better to take the over. But we didn't know, and now we know. So, but
that's why I didn't bet it.
The skills competitions, though, three-point contest is either going to be me or you.
Yep, I mean, we nailed that. I hit the dunk contest. And which, honestly, I believe that we were the right side of the dunk contest. That's my personal opinion.
Oh, Aaron Gordon got hosed again.
No, I disagree. I think everyone thinks that. I don't think so. Why? His dunk off the side of the rim fucking blew. It's not a good dunk. Everyone can do that dunk. That's not impressive.
And he didn't dunk over Taco.
Dunking over Taco, again, someone did that a couple of months ago, whatever it was, and dunked over the dude who was 7'6" and cleared him. Aaron Gordon didn't even clear Taco. His nuts were touching Taco's head. So no, I'm out on Aaron Gordon. I'm biased, but I think my guy, Derrick Jones Jr., DJJ, I think he was the right call. I think he won. I think it was the right one.
Okay. So, whatever you say, Dan. I thought the All-Star break, All-Star format was all good. I don't know. I mean, there's maybe some NBA stuff, but...
I thought the All-Star break was pretty good. I really liked the format of the game. I thought it was more fun that way. And, I didn't love the, you know, reset the score after every quarter type thing, but, like, you know, it was okay.
So while we're on it, usually what we do when we start the podcast, recap last week, but one hot button I want to get in right real quick. The Houston Astros and everything happening in baseball, I would just like to say I think Rob Manfred fucking sucks. And the reason why is I watched Screwball. And this guy's a dirtbag. He's a dirtbag. And he's actually sounds like a smug prick. So I don't even want to listen to him talk. Like, he called the championship trophy like a piece of metal. And he really apologized for it. But, like, dude, just shut up. You know, just shut up. And you know what? The fact that you didn't discipline any players, now you, like, look like a real asshole. You know?
Dude, Manfred fucking blows. Who do you hate more? Goodell? Because especially since we have a Patriots connection here. Or Manfred? Because I hate Goodell for his ineptitude when it comes to a lot of things. But, like, I at least give him credit for when he makes a mistake, he usually fixes it. That's like one thing he does. When he fucks up, he usually fixes it afterwards.
Well, Goodell's at least the judge, jury, executioner, right? Like, at least it's his way, and we all know it, and he's an asshole for it. This guy, Rob Manfred, dude, he just did something and was harsh about it because he could be. You know, like...
Yeah, but, like, he wasn't even harsh about it. Everyone says...
Well, he should have went at the players.
It sounded bad.
Should have went at the players. And now all the guys in the league, and this is a betting podcast, so this is where I'm going with it. The hit-by-pitch total this year is 83.5.
It's lower.
I saw 80.5 on Bet Online.
Yeah.
So that's obviously going low. And then I saw that the total charge the mounds this year for the Astros was 1.5. I'd go over on that right now.
I'd go over on that. By the way, can I just say I'm watching this Butler Z-Mel game, and the refs are clearly on Butler. It's bad. It's pretty bad.
38-36.
Yeah, it's pretty bad right now. They call it a foul on Z-Mel when it was clearly on Butler. Gave them two extra possessions. I'm not a fan of this. So, but anyways, yeah. I when it comes to the overs, three teams went over the 85 in batter's mark last year. Three teams, and they were not cheating. I don't give a fuck if Rob Manfred tells teams, don't throw at them. No one likes Manfred. No one trusts him. No one gives a fuck about what he has to say right now. That's going over. It's going over. I'm telling you right now. That team will be hit more. I think we're looking at 100 hit batters this year. That team deserves it. Everyone hates them. I mean, you have players literally challenging them to fights. Nick Markakis, who's like a leader and like an overall good dude, is openly like, I want to fuck them up. Like, I want to fight them.
He did. He said he wanted to hurt them, is what he said.
Yeah, I mean, of course these guys are going to get hit. Like, are they going to go headhunting? Probably not. That's probably too much. But, like, would I fucking plunk, you know, Altuve in the hip in, like, a 12-1 game that doesn't matter? Yeah, I'll fucking hit him 7 times in the hip. Fuck Altuve. Fuck Springer. Who gives a fuck? We're down 12-1? Who gives a shit? Let's go all in. So, to me, I don't know, man. I think that team is going to get hit constantly. And let's not sleep on the potential for the Red Sox to have the same thing, Joe, because I think that, you know, depending on what this investigation turns up with the Red Sox, and I have no information whether they did cheat, whether they didn't. My inclination would be that they did cheat, in my opinion, but, you know, I'm wrong all the time. You know, so if they do that, and, you know, the Red Sox turned out to be you know, cheating, I think the Red Sox hips and asses are fair game too. Hit them too. So I mean, I don't know. That's how I currently feel right now.
All right, that's the state of the baseball, and it's the only thing that's going to make things interesting because everything sucks. Like it really does suck.
Yeah, baseball year. Just the whole year during baseball is a fucking grind. I think that's the best way to put it. It's just a straight grind. Now, I am going to enjoy the fact that I get to watch the Astros get hit early and often, but I think after, like, April, I think I'm going to be bored. I don't think the Red Sox are going to be very good. I know, you know, everyone, you know, all the sharps, including you, Joe, I think the Red Sox are going to be competitive and win 84, 85 games this year. I don't think they're going to anywhere near that. I think you're looking at either a 90-win team that says fuck you to everyone and they surpass everyone's expectations, or I think we're looking at a 69-win team that just crumbles under the pressure and, you know, that's it. You know, they lose game one and they lose, you know, for the rest of the season, basically. So I have no faith that this team is going to be competitive. So that's a problem, and I don't know. I don't have any faith in the Red Sox. I don't have any faith in a lot of these teams coming up this year. I think baseball is going to be very boring again. It's going to be super top heavy. The big faves are going to win a lot of these games.
Well, all right. Well, that's really all I got on that. Well, maybe we should look at some college games this week and. Obviously, there's a big fight as well, which we semi-previewed, but we can, you know, give out a pick maybe this week, and of course, we'll do that on our Saturday show as well. But a quick podcast this week. Well, you want to just get into the card now for college basketball?
Yeah, let's just bounce into the college basketball card as it is. We're going to need to take a break for this. And this is, by the way, guys, this is going to be a shorter podcast. I am going on vacation to the Bahamas on a cruise, and so because of that, I am. It's going to be a shorter podcast.
When do you leave?
So I'm going to New York Saturday. We're driving from here to New York, stopping in New York, and then driving to Baltimore, and I'm taking the cruise to Baltimore Sunday afternoon.
But next week you won't be in.
Yes, so next Saturday I won't be in. I will be in this Saturday.
Okay. All right, well, the podcast will probably drop Thursday, you'd assume?
This will be out tomorrow, that is correct.
We got Iowa and Ohio State in Iowa. Big Ten home teams. Iowa won.
It's a 2.5-point favorite.
Iowa won on the road the other night.
They did. I believe, didn't you back them that game?
I did, but I didn't touch it.
Yeah, you didn't because I was not a fan of them in that spot. Didn't love them, by the way. I mean, listen, Iowa has a really tough schedule coming up. Ohio State at Michigan State, who is real tough right now to touch, and home versus Penn State and Purdue, and then on the road at Illinois. So I think that we're going to see a really, really, really good schedule coming up. Iowa has to toughen up. I has to be ready. I think this is a start. I like them versus Ohio State. I think I do. I think they're going to beat that Buckeyes team at all.
Okay. Let's see what else we got on that Friday night. I'm looking at second half bets right now. Haven't really narrowed them.
That's okay. I'll continue the...
You got a UConn Temple game. You got hosed on a UConn game last week.
UConn up, what was it, 6 or 8 with like 1 minute to go, and they just they hit a three with like 10 seconds left, and that fucked the game. So whatever. Let's see. We got Oregon State at Arizona. Arizona 10.5-point favorite. Arizona's really come back to earth the last few weeks. They are, not the. Now, an elite Pac-12 team right now, I'd say. I mean, maybe for Pac-12 they are, but in general, they're okay. Oregon goes on the road at Arizona State. Oregon is a 1-point favorite. I haven't looked at the spot for Arizona State, but I don't see a ton of difference between Arizona State and Oregon. I mean, on the road, Oregon's probably a bit of a better team. But Arizona State's been a very, very good home team and a very good Pac-12 team. So, I mean, it, you know, that's a spot I would look for Oregon maybe to get upset in. That's a tough game to play there, Joe.
Okay. And I'm just scrolling. Not really much. Arizona's at night.
Yep. We got USC at Colorado. Colorado, we've talked about how good of a home Pac-12 team they are. 9.5-point favorites.
Ooh,
it's USC.
Don't.
What do you
ooh,
think?
I think USC will battle. And then there's, sorry, we skipped one, but Michigan State, Nebraska. Do you go home team again, or do you go Michigan State?
What's the spread on that?
11.5. Road team, Michigan State.
I think I'm done backing Michigan State right now. I mean, should they cover the 11.5? Yes.
And I
haven't looked at the spot.
I know what kind of all over the place. We just mentioned a bunch of games in a row. But another one at night, that Washington team, dude, they're favorite against Stanford. And they had a big lead against UCLA and lost. I don't trust them in that game.
I backed them versus Washington State on the road maybe a week or two ago, and they had a lead and crumbled. It was an early lead. I think they sucked pretty much the entire game. I will say this: I would be hard pressed to back Washington anywhere right now. I don't know why you would ever want to back them up. CNL just took the lead for the first time in a while. All right, let's see what else we have on Thursday night, Joe. Georgia State at UT Arlington. I know this is not something you care about, not a big game or whatever. Look for UT Arlington to potentially pull the upset there. I think that they are a better Sun Belt team that they're getting recognition for. Let's see. We also have BYU, and should I go ahead and PP this, Joe? I'm thinking about it. I'll go ahead and PP. Why don't we ring that bell, Joe?
Ding, ding. Oh, by the way, it's Dr. Dre's birthday. Ring, ding, dong. Ring, ding, 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 dong.
Give me BYU -15 PP. BYU is one of the best home teams in the country. And Santa Clara, despite their early record, has been let down in the WCC so far this year. I really like BYU to absolutely wreck them at home. I think BYU is a significantly better team in that position. So I will take them to win in that spot. Let's see what else we have here, Joe. We talked about the Stanford-Washington game. What about UCLA-Utah? Utah, 2-point home favorite, has struggled in the Pac-12. What are your thoughts on Utah, Joe?
I think they stink.
Okay, I mean, I thought they stunk early, but I think I like them versus UCLA tomorrow. So, you know what? PP, Utah, -2 at home. So give me a double PP on Utah, and then and BYU, some late night games tomorrow night. And then we have Gonzaga facing off against San Francisco. San Francisco on the road, Joe. Last time these two teams played, San Francisco almost beat them.
Yeah, very close. The Zags win big.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that, Joe. I think that you're going to start seeing these big teams. Gonzaga, an 18-point favorite. I would look at Gonzaga maybe the over. Finally, Joe, late night action. Hawaii on the road versus UC Riverside and Loyola Marymount at St. Mary's. St. Mary's a 15-point favorite.
And I don't think St. Mary's is as strong as we think they are this year.
Yeah.
And I'm fading Hawaii.
I tend to agree. I think UC Riverside is the right side there. All right, Joe. Looking ahead to Friday.
Friday stinks, and we don't have lines yet. But there is, like, you know, Harvard-Princeton. Which is interesting, you know. Oakland, Milwaukee, VCU, St. Louis will be in a decent Buffalo, Kent State. I'm sure some people will have Yale plays Cornell. Cornell's
Buffalo Kent State is going to be a really good game. A game that might have big MAC implications in that conference. Bryant, Joe, we know Mr. John Wallach loves his Bryant Bulldogs on the road versus St. Francis Brooklyn. Obviously, no line on that one yet, but Bryant, they won for me the other night. Right now, can't go against my Bryant Bulldogs. They've been nice to us recently.
No.
Did you hit the over or the under with them?
Under.
Yeah, you hit the under with them.
Hit it.
I had them the other night. VCU on the road versus St. Louis is probably the second best game of that night, if not the better game. Both teams 7-6.
VCU is a tricky team to bet on, man. I just don't like them.
I mean, they were covering for large portions of the game versus Dayton, but couldn't get it done. Last time they played them. St. Louis has been a really good team, but I'm pretty sure, did they lose to UMass the other day? They were up big, and I think they lost to UMass outright, if I remember, which was pretty embarrassing. They were absolutely wrecking UMass. Yeah, they lost by 4. So, I mean, the Friday card kind of sucks. You now have 2 plays for Thursday. I think that we're getting to the point, Joe, where it's time to start looking at the tournament. And I want to give you some sides in the tournament that, you know, or some teams in the tournament.
Okay.
I want to hear some teams.
Just quickly, while we're on that, Saturday at noon, Kansas-Baylor, number 1 versus number 3. Best game of the year, by far. The best game of the year will be at noon in Baylor. And Baylor won yesterday. They beat Oklahoma easily. Kansas has again been rolling. That's the game. I don't know what the spread will be. I don't know. 2.5, maybe? 1.5 Baylor? I'm not sure.
At Baylor, I would guess that Baylor's probably a 4-point favorite.
That's the game of the year. Right there.
You know what's funny, Joe, is that game already happened in Kansas, and Baylor spanked them.
Yeah.
Like, beat them badly.
Yeah, I see a different result. Well, again, going on the road. But that's going to be the best game I think we see for a while. Auburn hosts Tennessee. Marquette goes to Providence. I'm just banging through a couple of these games here. But, West Virginia plays Houston, Memphis. That should have been a good game. Michigan, Purdue, for those who love the Big Ten, Purdue will be at home. Texas, Kansas State. Villanova, Xavier, people will love. I'm trying to think here. NC State, Florida State, North Carolina, Louisville. And I'm just trying to keep scrolling through here just to see like what else is a decent game for the night. But it's an okay card, Dan. But I think all eyes will be on that nooner. And BC, the way they're playing, they play Clemson. That one will probably be interesting. And LSU, South Carolina, late in the night.
Interesting SEC matchup.
You know, so that one will be good. That one's later on in the day. You know, Virginia Tech at Duke. Usually it's the other way around. Duke at VTech. That's a little bit of a struggle. Oregon, Arizona. That's a nice. And then you got Gonzaga, BYU. BYU's at home, so I'm not sure if that's.
I think there's a shot for Gonzaga to lose that game. BYU is really, really good at home, dude. Like, they are an incredibly talented home team. They have a huge home court advantage. Don't be shocked if Gonzaga loses outright to BYU. BYU, while they're not the most talented team in that conference, definitely not. I think they're very good. They have a chance to upset Gonzaga there. What are your thoughts, Joe? I want to get your thoughts on some teams you like in the tournament this year.
Let's see.
Because I can give you some teams I don't like in the tournament this year.
Well, I'll tell you right now. I still, even as much as I have Michigan State on the list, I probably think that they can compete. I'll just give you a couple of names. I really like Gonzaga. I just love what they have to offer. I think that they can be. I think Florida State can be a tough matchup. You know, I think Villanova still has some talent. You know, I don't want to play West Virginia. Marquette is probably another team I wouldn't want to play. Iowa has one of the best players in the country in Garza. So, I mean, those are probably just a couple. And then Seton Hall, right? I mean, they went on a nice run last year.
They're on an 8-0 run right now. They're up 4. But Seton Hall, to me, is just the most you never know what you're going to get out of them. They're not consistent.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe, let me get your thoughts on two teams. What about Dayton?
They can shoot.
What are your thoughts on them?
They can shoot.
They have Obi Toppin.
They have one really good player.
Obi Toppin is fantastic.
But
he's going to be a top.
Again, player. You know, are they battle tested enough in the playoffs?
Probably not. But I mean, they have won some big games. I mean, their win last night for VCU is not like a game to sneeze at. That's a tough game to win. What about San Diego State? Obviously, they look like they're going to go undefeated in the regular season. Do you buy San Diego State as a viable number one seed in the tournament? Because that's what
we're angling towards. Yeah, I do. Because who are the best teams? You know, like they deserve it. You know, I think if Duke wins their conference, do you consider the ACC a good conference this year? Like, I think we both agree the Big Ten's not.
I don't think the ACC is.
Would the SEC then? Like, someone who wins one of those conferences is getting a top seed.
I love the SEC this year. Kentucky continues to get better. Every game, Kentucky feels like they're getting consistently better. They feel like a legitimate danger, a legitimate threat in the playoffs. I don't know. I am worried about, you know, some other teams. Or some other conferences. I mean, like, I think the Big East is garbage. I mean, Seton Hall right now is, you know, one of the best Big East teams. Villanova, Butler. The teams just aren't that good. I mean, there's a lot of, like, top 25 rated teams, but I feel like we're going to see a lot of early exits for these teams. And I don't know. I love the SEC this year, and I don't think San Diego State is going to be a legitimate one seed. I think that we see them lose early. I just don't think they've been tested.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll go into a bunch of games this weekend. I don't know if it's worth highlighting them right now. Maybe we should just kind of tease people to come on over the show. But I will say this, Dan. This thing is going to be wide open this year in the tournament. Wide open. And I don't know. In your opinion, who's the best player in the country? Forget about the team. Forget about what team they play for. Who is your best player in the country?
I mean, I think Obi Toppin's right there. Miles Powell's right there. Anthony Edwards is probably the best player in the country, but he plays for such a shitty team. Like, it's hard to really envision, you know.
I think Marcus Howard's very good.
Marcus Howard, someone definitely needed to add for that list from Marquette. I mean, he's fantastic, too. I don't know. I mean, there's no one that really stands out as a top-of-the-line, guaranteed, you know, number one pick to me. It's probably Edwards at this point. I think Wiseman's probably... My bad. Sorry about that. There's going to be... you know, there are going to be players who kind of move up and down draft boards, but I don't know.
What do you think about Peyton Pritchard?
Again, like him, don't love him. I mean, isn't that kind of how we feel about most of these guys?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think Trey Jones of Duke could be up there, or Vernon Carey.
I like Trey Jones, Vernon Carey, but again, they both of them have struggled badly at times.
I think Jordan Aurora, whatever his name is, from Louisville, he's nasty.
Yep, he's playing really well tonight as well. I don't know. To me, this year is interesting from one angle about the fact that, you know, you have all these teams who, you know, who can win the tournament because there's, you know, it's so wide open. But you also have all these teams, you know, there's just no star power. Like, so it's kind of hard for, you know, the casual fan to get into it. Last year was Zion and everything that was going on with Duke, like, it wasn't hard. But, like, this year, I don't know, it feels harder to, you know, for the casual fan. Like, no one's really asking, who do you like, you know, in the NBA draft? No one gives a shit. Now, last year, that's all everyone talked about, even in February. You know, where's Zion going, yada, 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 where's this, you know. There were a bunch of NBA talents last year. Now, this year, feels like, you know, everything's kind of bad.
Okay. All right, that's all I really – I don't have much. You have anything else to add about college hoops right now?
No, I think that's about it.
All right, let's get into this fight that we got going on this weekend.
All right.
And then
you want to get into it coming up next?
We'll do that, and then we'll XFL questions and get out of here.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we're listening to Over Under 985. You can follow us on Twitter. Dan posts our plays at Over Under 985. I keep a personal record on my Twitter page. Dan tracks everything at the Action Network. So that's pretty much how that works. So stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Fury and Wilder fight. Coming up next on Over Under 95.
Hardcore baseball talk. Inside the ropes with wrestling talk. And where you should put your money with Over Under 98.5. Listen to the podcast at 98.5thesportshub.com and on the Sports Hub app.
You're listening to the Bankroll Boys. Follow them on Twitter at Joey Murr, at Dan Lifshatz, and send in your questions at OverUnder985.
It's OverUnder985. We're back. We're talking boxing. And I'll be going out this week for the game, Dan. I think you said you're going to be in New York Saturday night somewhere.
Be in Baltimore by the time the fight starts. So
okay. I will be going to an establishment where they have great wings.
Would that be called Hooters?
Yes.
Sounds okay.
I'm either going there or I'm going to a nicer establishment. Well, I shouldn't say nicer. More classy joints. Anyways, we have line movement changes. Wilder's a favorite at -120, while Tyson Fury is even. The over 10.5 is now at 120. It was 140 last week. So I am going to PP over 10.5 rounds. Ding 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 ding.
Ding ding.
So there we go. So I don't have the odds on a knockout or anything like that, but
I can give you those if you would like them.
So I think the value's on Fury. I think the over's the way to go. And I think, so I like Fury. I'm gonna take Fury for the fight. But I would bet Wilder knockout. And because he has that knockout power. So I don't know. What is Wilder knockout?
So Wilder knockout right now is +110. Fury to win by decision is +200.
Love that too. I would bet that too. Decision Fury, win Fury in the over. But again, I think the only real value on Wilder is the knockout.
Right now I have the over at 10.5. I'm sorry, -150.
Wow, mine's 120.
-150. Yep.
Oh, my book is saying, "Hey, Joe."
There we go. You got a nice line there. Yeah, I got -150. Yeah, I mean, look, I think we can get kind of deeper into everything Saturday when Billy Laney joins us. For those who don't know, Billy Laney is kind of a boxing expert, 98.5 Sports Hub. He is a cool guy, local guy.
He had experience. I think I might have shared this, but we did a boxing podcast years ago on a boxing show, and we would have all the big names. Burt Randolph Sugar would call in weekly, Lampley, Kellerman, all these big names every single week, and Billy was pound for pound the producer of that show week in and week out.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, so again, Billy knows his shit. That's why he is going to be on the podcast with us. or sorry, on the show with us, and we'll discuss it. But I got to be honest with you, I disagree with you. I'm going Wilder. To me, all it takes for Wilder is a good shot. I thought he was the better fighter the first time.
And oh, God, I completely disagree.
Yeah, I thought he was the better fighter.
Oh, no. I don't even know how we could argue this. Fury is the better boxer.
I agree with that. I agree Fury is the better boxer, but I thought Fury lost the last time. So, I mean, I'm going to take Wilder in the rematch. I think that Wilder Joshua is a much better boxing rematch than Fury Joshua, and so I think that that's what's ultimately going to happen. I think you're going to end up seeing, you know, Wilder and Joshua, even though Joshua's a giant pussy. So, tell me I'm wrong. Isn't Joshua like this is giant?
Well,
pussy?
Yeah. I mean, he was supposed to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know.
I mean, actually, I should say this. I don't like calling anyone a pussy unless I see it say it to their face.
Well, that's fine. Because Joshua would fucking murder me. So
If I heard that, like, oh, kid Joe Murray's a pussy, I'd be like, what? He said what? And then I'd find him.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
And then I'd find him, and I'd be like, yo.
Murder me, but still.
No. It's just, it's like one of those things, Dan, like, personally.
I want to see him fight, dude. I don't want to see him, like, pussyfoot around.
Call me a pussy. And then I'd be like, yo, dude, I heard you call me a pussy.
Right.
And if they say,
I get that.
And if they say, yeah, I called you a pussy.
Then fight.
Yes, exactly.
So it's just like, you know, you can't have it both ways. You can't be scared to fight one of the best boxers in the world and make him beat someone else in order for you to fight him. Like, just fight, dude.
I think the internet sucks.
Like, what are your thoughts on a potential draw in this fight, Joe? Setting up for a third rematch.
Lock it up. Ding, ding, ding. It's like, let's lock it up right now.
You want to play a small play on the draw?
What's that?
You draw. Let me find it. 1,700.
Let's do it. I mean, it's worth. There's no value. I mean, do you think there's value in Wilder in this fight?
No, I don't. I think there's almost no value on either side, to be perfectly honest with you. I think the value lies in Fury win by decision at +200 and Fury win by KO at +450. I think that's where the true value in the fight lies. I think ultimately, if Wilder's going to win, it's going to be in a knockout. Like, you're not going to take the Wilder money line, in my opinion, you know? It has to be a true knockout for Wilder to win. At least that's my opinion. So, I don't know. I mean, do you think Wilder can win a legitimate boxing match versus him without a knockout?
No.
I guess he did the first time, in my opinion. But I thought it was, you know, I thought a draw was okay. I didn't think it was a terrible decision. I think that it's either, you know, Wilder knockout, Fury knockout, or, you know, Fury decision or draw. I think those are the four outcomes you're going to look at, to be honest with you. And so I think you have to choose one or two of them and, you know, make your decision there.
Okay. And what are your thoughts? I like the over. I just think it's going to go over.
I think if you like Fury, you like the over. I think they're correlated. If you like Fury, you like the over. If you like Wilder, you like the under. Because I think by 10, you know, round 11, if Wilder's not going to have the stamina or the power to knock him out. You know what I mean? So I do think that those are correlated plays, which isn't bad, you know? It's a different way of approaching things.
Okay. Anything else on this fight that you, like for me, right? Okay, if it was, who do you like in the fight, bro? Who do you like? Dude, I like Fury.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, I like Wilder, but...
Now, listen, there's a whole bunch of things that back Wilder. So if you ask me, the last Wilder fight, he was losing that fight until he knocked the guy out. Fury didn't look great in his last fight, but he's been doing WWE, he's been doing television, like, he's been all over the place. So, could he be distracted? Absolutely. You know, I also thought he got his bell rung in that fight, too. Fury did. But I think he's the better boxer. And I think in the end, that's how he'll prevail.
Interesting. Okay, I mean, I think that that's definitely a fair way of approaching it. You know what I mean? Like, I do think that Fury is the better boxer. I just think that Wilder has a good chance to catch him. That's all. I think Wilder has a good chance to catch him, and Wilder catches you, you're done. So that's the way I look at it. But we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a damn good fight.
Yeah, I want to know, and listen, this is a Wednesday podcast. I'm dropping on Thursday, probably. I want to know the weigh-in. I got a bunch of shit I need to know before. But the line's going to move, and I like Fury right, as of right now, and it's going to be a damn good rematch. And I wouldn't be surprised if there was a third. So, for me, I think the value is Fury. I think at 120, I like the over. I think it's worth taking Wilder on a knockout, even though it is 110. So, I would actually take Wilder knockout over the minus 120. And then I would dabble a little bit on a draw. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, again, I think that you got to, you know, make quick decisions on how you want to approach the fight. I just don't think that Wilder knockout plus 110 gives you much value. So I think that you need, if you want to take that, then you really need to go, you know, Fury to win by knockout. I think you can only really play two of these, and I don't think you can play three. I just don't think there's enough there. But again, that's just me. I'm not a big boxing guy. I'm not going to claim to know a shitload. So that's just me.
All right. That's our breakdown when it comes to the boxing fight this weekend. XFL, what do you got for XFL this week?
Well, let me give you the lines to open up XFL, and I think that you have been betting XFL. You probably know it a bit better than I do. I didn't get to watch as much last week as I wanted to, although I did call the Vipers getting upset, so I will take credit on that. The Houston Roughnecks at the Tampa Bay Vipers this week. The Roughnecks 7-point favorites, and the total on that one is 45. The Dallas Renegades travel to the Seattle Dragons to take on the Dragons.
Seattle's covered two in a row. They had a backdoor last week. Te'amu is their quarterback.
Dallas is a 5-point favorite on the road. Yeah. Total on that one is sitting at 43.5. We have the Battlehawks hosting the New York Guardians, who are 10-point dogs. 10-point dogs for the Guardians. That total is 40.5. And finally, the top team in the league, the DC Defenders, on the road versus the Los Angeles Wildcats. And DC is an 8.5-point favorite. And the total in that one is 44.
Wow.
I think miss foul calls in this goddamn game.
I think Houston's good, and I think DC's good. I think Seattle's decent. I think Dallas should be better, and everyone else can go take a flying leap.
DC to me is the best team. I think that.
They've played the best.
The Roughnecks, to me, what's the quarterback's name? Well, I'm blanking on. P.J. Walker.
He looked good. He's actually had some nice throws. And it's Sammy Coates is. Yeah, and Sammy Coates is the remember him from the Steelers.
Yeah, from the Steelers. Yeah, and where do you play in college? Yeah, Sammy Coates.
I forget. I just LSU? Know. I just know that he was with the Pittsburgh all those years. And then Artis Payne. He's a running back. He did pretty well last year. I just remember
Auburn.
There you go. Yep, and he looks pretty good.
I know his ass is too. But yeah, who's the other wide receiver that they have too? Don't they have two?
I forget now.
I think Houston Roughnecks have another really good wide receiver there. But anyways, listen, I think that roughly early in the season, like, is it going to continue? I don't know. I don't know the league well enough, but my guess is that these teams, Cam Phillips is the wide receiver of Virginia Tech. Is the other guy for the Houston Roughnecks.
You know who also looks pretty good is this kid, I think we talked about Nelson Spruce. There's some kids that deserve at least, like, workouts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree. I think there are a couple guys who can really, really play. And I don't know, I'm impressed by some of the talent. Offensively, I'm impressed by the offensive talent in the league. Not so much the running backs, but definitely the wide receiver and quarterback positions, Walker and Cardale Jones especially, obviously. The defense, to me, looks terrible. I mean, straight up, just doesn't look good. So, you know, it is what it is there. I don't know. I mean, are you enjoying watching the league? I watched it last week. I got bored. I got bored of the league, and that's not good in the second week of existence to be bored of the league. I got bored of it. Like, there's no hook. The double passes are rare, few and far between. I like the extra chance plays, but, like, I don't know. What do you think?
I think there's something there. I think the kickoff is good. I think the replay is very good. I think the no extra points are great. Everything else, it needs work, but it's a work in progress. It's not terrible. Dan, I don't know how else to say this, but if there is no good quarterback play, the league's going to suck.
I agree. I think
look at the NFL, right?
Are fun to watch.
Look at the NFL, though, right?
Yeah. But, like, I saw Landry Jones. That dude was throwing pick after pick after pick.
He couldn't even move, dude. I think Landry Jones got a payday to go play in the XFL and then has been drinking Budweiser seltzers.
Dude, he does not look good. He didn't look prepared. He didn't look ready.
And he pulled it together. He laughed. He even laughed about it after. Like he didn't take himself seriously. You know what I mean?
I think he knows he's done in the NFL.
But they all drink those Bud Light. They celebrate drinking the Bud Light seltzers. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, listen, there's a few cool things. Like, I love week one when the kicker missed the field goal, and, you know, what Diana Rossini's in his face. Like, what happened there? How'd you miss that field goal? Like, kind of like a fuck you almost. But, you know, so there's a couple fun things. But, like, I don't know. I got bored of the week in the league in the second week. That should not be happening.
I'm back, though, next week. They got me. I'm in. I am in for next week.
All right. You want to end the podcast with some questions?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right. We got first question from Josh. Any thoughts or PPs on NBA updated win totals? A lot of books this year are doing this thing where they're doing the live win totals, which aren't offered very often. But, you know, team midseason basically totals of
I got one. Give me under 21 wins for the Warriors.
Under 21 wins for the Warriors. Interesting. Yeah. You don't think that with Steph Curry coming back that there's
he ain't coming back.
You don't think he's coming back?
No. Why would they have him back?
I don't know. I guess
so he can get hurt.
Let me. Give
that's
you
like Chris
one.
Sale. That's like remember when Chris Sale said he wanted to come back?
Yeah.
And they weren't in the playoffs.
Okay. Fair enough. Can I, Joe? Let me give you one that I think is an interesting one to look at. The Timberwolves are over 25.5 -110 right now. We heard today that Karl Anthony Towns is out indefinitely. I've heard that he has his wrist injury is far more serious than we're being told. I would lean under 25.5 wins for the Timberwolves.
Your boy Seton Hall just got a big shot.
Yep. Seton Hall's up 3 right now.
Keep going.
But anyway, I think without Karl Anthony Towns and with D'Angelo Russell, Seton Hall finally up 5. Without Karl Anthony Towns and D'Angelo Russell adding that to that team defense is going to be probably the worst in the league, if one of the top 5 worst in the league, if not the worst, for sure. So I do worry that, that they're not going to go, oh, there we go, big steal for Seton Hall, fucking finish it. Oh, you fucking asshole. How do you miss that? how the fuck do you miss that? And then back on the
other end. We should just do podcasts when we bet on games.
Of course. Like, are you fucking kidding me, dude? Go take the foul. Take the foul. I don't even know who it was. I didn't even know who missed the who let Bummer get the ball. Whoever number zero is, what a fucking bitch that guy is. Free lane. Just lay the ball in. Lay the ball in. Like, you have a free lane there. Finish the fucking play. Take the foul, whatever. And he didn't do it. What a bitch.
Hey, our listeners, imagine if you... I'm working on this. But imagine if you could watch us live react to these games.
Nah, Jesus. Quincy McKnight. Quincy McKnight and me are no longer friends.
You got to drive through that area, I believe, this weekend.
Yeah, Quincy McKnight. We got to talk, dude. I mean, like, what the... You're too good of a basketball player to be pussyfooting around with the hoop. I got minus five on line.
Would our listeners pay, like, Patreon to watch us? Because do you think we have a cheap crowd?
I don't think. Do we?
Same thing with me. Like, I don't want to, like, you know, pay to watch that shit. But
yeah, it feels like a prostitute ring almost. Like, it feels like we'd be like prostitutes, you know.
Okay, fine.
Three, and they hit it, and now they're already down by one. Unbelievable.
That's how it works, Dan.
Fucking Christ! I cannot. I mean, they were Nassino just a four. Didn't play good defense. Two series in a row. Like, motherfuckers.
That's what happens when you miss bunnies. Any other good questions?
My best friend Quincy McKnight is back at the fucking line. I guarantee you. I know what's happening here. This douchebag's gonna miss this free throw.
Miss the first one.
Butler's gonna be on the other end and win the game.
Miss the first one.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to make the first one, but he's not. He's 8 of 9 tonight. He's about to be 8 of 10 because why the fuck not?
Did he miss the first one or hit it?
I don't know. He's shooting it right now.
Did he dribble 3 times?
He made it.
Okay, so they're up what, 2?
They're up by 2. Now he needs to make this shot.
He might miss this one.
I hope a lot of, there's 19 seconds left.
A lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, I mean, he's already a douche. I'm not gonna add to him.
How did the betting people get that Georgia line tonight?
I like Georgia, but I mean, Anthony Edwards, you never know, man. He can just go off at any fucking time.
But like that was, so I wrote square play alert. I mean, that was
they just hit another 3 to tie the game.
Butler, dude, I'm telling you, I could look. I might look this up. I think Butler has lost once all year with a lead at halftime.
Cino was up 5 with like 40 seconds
to go. Don't make me look it up, Dan.
Up 5 with 40 seconds to go. How do you fuck that up?
Don't make me look it up.
What?
I don't think Butler has lost. I think they've lost one game leading at home.
They've lost 3 times leading at half.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Yep. I'm looking at it right now. Anyways, frustration. Okay, whatever. Let's get to the other fucking questions. Sorry, Josh.
Whoa, dude, check this out about Tyson Fury. He said he stopped drinking Diet Coke after having 20 or 30 a day.
Dude's a fucking...
I just quit myself.
Well, there you go. Have you lost a shitload of weight?
I think I've lost at least 10 to 15 pounds.
That's good. All right, question.
So does a motherfucker.
What are your thoughts on round robins and parlays, Sean? You know, you already know that. Like, why would I fuck? You know, I hate parlays because he asked the question. I know you hate parlays before. So my thoughts on round robin parlays are the same fucking thing, Sean. Come on, dude. You're better than that. Where am I going on vacation? Going to the Bahamas on a cruise. Any value on March Madness winners? Every single person's asking me about March Madness. Futures.
Dude, we haven't even gone through conference tournament.
Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea to be betting futures this year. This is not a year I would bet futures. That's my personal opinion. First off, the value is probably gone. Okay. Second off, there's just not enough. Like, these teams are so fucking similar. You know, like you're asking, it's just, no, No, thank you. I'm all set on that. All right. Let's see what we got here. Question from Eric. I called the live show last weekend about the betting the over in the XFL spreads. Current, after 8 games, the under is 6-2. This week, some spreads are as low as 40.5. And since viewership was down week 2,
there's the Vangle
coming to play.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bill, question from Bill here. He says, hey, guys, I was DMing Joey Murr about the second half bet in college basketball the other day to give me great advice. Any chance you guys can elaborate together when there is value on a game?
OC wins
at the tip. Oh, with 0.6 seconds left, they win.
No.
Yep. What a win for Seton Hall. And, of course, they don't fucking cover. But they won. 74-72. Butler. Yeah, but that's four. I believe that's four losses now for Butler after leading at half.
Telling you, they've been good leading at half. Oh, well. That's that.
Yeah, well.
Well, I took the over in the Michigan game. How do you think that's looking?
I haven't even looked at the score now like that.
It's 45-42 with 8 minutes left.
Well,
I mean, dude, they're not even at 90 points.
Definitely an overtime chance there. Joe, when do you find value in the second half bet?
So, I'm trying to think of the situation. Oh! This dude had Dayton -3, and they were up 7 at the half. And the second half line was a pick'em. And it was against VCU, and VCU ended up winning the half by 2. But there was no value. To me, if they're -3 for the game and they're up 7, don't bet them. Don't bet Dayton as a pick. Now, if you think, you know, VCU can come back, or you know you like them, you can take them and you would have won. But you would have, in hindsight, it was a bad. To me, there was no value in the pick'em. The value, though, was on the total in the under, and I believe that's what came in. So generally, when I'm looking, like what I did tonight was, I saw that it was a very low scoring game in Minnesota Michigan game. The second half total was 70. It would have got it to 129, and the total was 133 for the game. So I took over, thinking that it might middle or go over. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But generally, what I do is if hypothetically, a team is... All right, I'll give you a good one. Auburn tonight was -4 for the game. They were down 7 at half. They were -4 second half. So, you know, to me, that just smelled like they're not going to come back and win. They're just like baiting you to take them. But I don't know. Dude, every case is different. It's a different experience, everyone.
All right, final question from our buddy Dave in the car. What's the under for playoff appearances for teams Marcus Smart plays top 5 minutes on? This is because Dave and I have a fundamental...
This is so stupid. I'm sorry. But listen, okay, is Marcus Smart going to be a nice player on a playoff team? Absolutely. But are we fucking really comparing him to a top 5 all-time team? Get the fuck out of here, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, he compared Marcus Smart today to Andre Iguodala, which in my opinion is the dumbest fucking
thing. Oh, yeah.
Andre Iguodala was an MVP versus LeBron in the NBA Finals. Marcus Smart didn't play versus the Pacers last year, and the Celtics swept the Pacers.
Just to reiterate.
You don't need Marcus Smart to win games. He's a really nice player to have. He's a good role player, probably your fifth best player, but like, come on, Dave.
Dave is
obsessed with Marcus.
Andre Iguodala is like he'll never be a Hall of Famer. Does he have great numbers? Absolutely. Like some of the years in Philadelphia, he was outstanding, all-star, whatever. But he was the LeBron stopper. Like that's what he was. He was that guy. And
Marcus
Smart
has never been that guy.
He was a great glue piece to a championship team. And this year he got traded, and now he's going to be a glue piece for Miami when they go on their run. If we really want to be a dick about it, Marcus Smart was a #6 overall pick and can't even fucking start. Like, I'm sorry, I know he plays good defense and he's improved his shooting, and he's a lovable guy, likable guy, and probably a, what, second-team defensive player. Well, let's never, ever compare the two. They play different positions. One's a way better shooter. Just fucking stop. You know, I hate this, like, and I maybe this kid's your boy. I don't want to be rude about it, so I'm not insulting.
I'm not insulting David. Our boys, I like.
No. I'm not.
But I think this is incredible.
And dude, and you, what's your buddy's name? I'm not insulting him, but there is this generation of people that they play a lot of video games, right? So they think because somebody's good in the video game, it makes them like good in real life. Like Andre Iguodala was a pure three, a pure small forward in his career. And because the league has changed, he now plays the four. Like, that's... And because he can play the four, he can do dynamic things. But Marcus Smart, is he a point guard or a two? What is he? I don't know what he is. So, they're completely two different guys. To compare the two is just ridiculous. And to compare the two offensively is ridiculous. And to compare the two defensively is ridiculous. It's just... I saw this argument, and I'm like... Well, you know, pick somebody else. Like, get another guy. Like, Thabo Sefolosha. Who's better, Marcus Smart or Thabo Sefolosha? Maybe you got an argument with Smart. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Yeah. I just went on a rant there. And it's not because of your buddy. It's just that, like, I match apples to apples. Don't match apples to oranges.
Yeah. All righty. Well, I think that's it. That's all we got for this week.
That had nothing to do with gambling.
Yeah. We'll be doing the live show Saturday. We will go over the Saturday slate, college basketball. We'll touch all those games. I'm sure I'll give out some shitty college basketball picks.
My picks suck tonight.
Yep, so did mine.
Does Duke beat NC State by 7?
What's up?
Does Duke win tonight by 7?
I don't think so.
What about Georgetown? Do they beat Providence?
You know what? Everything I touch is wrong right now, Joe, so you honestly should figure
it out. How about Indiana covering the 6.5 on the road at my Minnesota Big Ten special?
Yeah, I lean that way.
Yeah, okay.
I lean that way. Alrighty, I'm going to go
all
fuck
right,
myself.
Dude. We'll talk to you.
I did not buy a goddamn
win. And I suck, and I hope I didn't put your buddy in a body bag, but it's not that it's not him. It's just that people who talk basketball sometimes drive me crazy.
No, I agree. Marcus Smart is not a...
Marcus Smart's a nice player, but he's been a bust. He's been a bust. He's still young. He's still young. I personally, I think if he played in the Western Conference as a point guard, he'd be a better player. But he's on the Eastern Conference and comes off the bench. He was the number 6 overall pick, remember that.
All right, I'm going to go...
All right, Dan.
Well, I'm going to go watch the
stand. I'll see you on Saturday. He's Dan Lifshatz. I'm Joe Murray. This has been another edition of Over Under 985.
Who you got?
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.